Well, you guys, first of all, I have to say, I've been on a very, very long journey since I saw you last. First of all, some of you have never seen me before, so then it's been a really long journey. No, but I literally, since I was here last time, I went 6,700 miles around the country in 25 days with my husband in a 20-foot van, camping with two dogs. Woo!
You're still married.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm really, really pleased to say that it went really, really well. And I'm also thrilled. This is my big report back. There is more kindness, more love, more people reaching out to help one another out there than ever before. I didn't care what city we passed through, where we were, what. Everyone was so giving of their time and their knowledge, and it was so apparent to me. People are just going back to loving, and that's who we are. The love is who we are, of course. My talk today is entitled, Beliefs Are Creating Your Life. And we know this. I'm speaking to the choir here. We know this. But what hit me like a ball-peen hammer in the last month or so, really, is that there's so many of those beliefs still alive and well, and even us love and light workers, that is perpetuating the separation in this world. And it's up to us to ferret that stuff out. You got to get them out of there. Like, for instance, just something as simple as I go to the grocery store and I come home with all my groceries and my husband says, what did you get? And I don't know how much did you spend. His words are, everything has gotten so expensive. That's a belief, kids. That's his belief. That is creating his reality. Do I buy into it? Damn it, I do. I wish I could say, you know, you're wrong, you know, but these are the beliefs I'm coming face to face with every day that I have got to say no to now, because our new earth is limitless, abundant in every way, shape, and form for everyone on the planet, no exceptions. Now, if I believe that with all my heart, and I do on so many levels, then I have got to get rid of those little annoying, plaguing beliefs that are still in there. Yep. And many of them, I mean, many of them came when I was a little bitty guy, girl. You know, I mean, I would just little, when we're little, we just take it all in like a sponge. Because we don't have the cognitive ability until like 9 to start questioning anything. And of course, everyone we're learning from, we better kind of take in the information and say, yep, mm-hmm. Because what if they're feeding us, they're housing us, they're making sure that we have a life. Why would we disagree, right? So many of these beliefs, you took on hook, line, and sinker way back then. And now, I mean, the energy is so strong. I've got some great astrology to share with you today. But truly, 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 the energy pouring into this planet is so strong. It's a supportive, pushing energy for our evolution, for our ascension, for our conscious expansion, our consciousness to be expanded. God sees you like that song. And I want us all to start thinking about and, if possible, committing to seeing life like that song. Be the God being you are. See the goodness in everyone, no matter what they're presenting at the time. That's hard. That's hard. I'm not kidding. But we got the tools, gang. We know how to do this. We do, because we know at the heart of every single creation is God's love, because it all comes from that. So none of us came in without everything we needed. But we got sort of brainwashed away from it, and we forgot. So many, I believe, are just spontaneously waking up all over the planet. I just think that the energies have shifted so much that people are just waking up, spontaneously waking up to the truth of who they are. They're loving more. They don't know why. They're being kinder more. They don't know why. It's okay, though. It's wonderful. It's what we were all created to be. So it's now, it's more important than ever. You take the next 3 months. This is winter we're coming into. This is when we pull our energies in, just like Mother Earth. Draw those energies in. We're all giving people, and we love to give. God knows it. It feeds our souls. We love to be of service, and that's fabulous. I'm not asking you to stop. I'm just saying take that service inward. You've heard it 1,000 times, but it's the God's honest truth. You cannot love any other to a larger degree than you love yourself. Do you love you fully, every scunch, everything about you, all the things you did wrong that you still blame yourself for, everything? Do you love it all? That's another piece of hard work. That's another piece of hard work. But I'm telling you, God sees nothing wrong with a single thing you've done. You're a human being, which you contracted for, coming in to do the journey your soul set out to do. Were you going to make mistakes? Damn right. Were you going to fall in the mud some? Sure. Were you going to mess up and hurt people? Probably. It's part of being human. But you know, we're all grown up now. I like to see people say, we're the children of God. No, I think that we are the adults of God. We're grown up now. We know the truth. We came in to be the love and light, and we know our purpose. Now more than ever, do not be anything but proud. Shine it bright. Be the brightest beam you can be. Not to be anything better than anyone. We're not. We're all equal. We are all equal, but what we are doing is we're giving others permission to shine too. When we beam our love and light out there and we take that into every situation we go in, we attract that back out of the other people there. If we're strong enough in our conviction, I am convinced of that. Because I have set foot in more situations of late where, particularly family. We all have those family members that we're just not on the same page, you know? It's okay. Diversity is a wonderful thing. So seeing the perfection, the love, and the good in every one of them before you arrive, that's what I want to give you. If you're not pre-paving, I call it. Abraham is where I got it, actually, the Abraham material. Pre-pave when you've got to see or be around people who are not like-minded. You're powerful. I mean that. You got to start proving it to yourself if you don't believe it. And you could prove it really well this way. You pre-pave by knowing the person you're going to see. Now, they can be the biggest on the planet. They can be negative and mean, and you got to go see them. about whatever you got to go see them. And worse yet, it's a family member. Okay? So what is it we've been taught to do? Well, we tend to wallow in all the things that make us nervous about this person, make us worried, make us concerned. What are we looking at? We're looking at their worst aspects. And then we wonder why when we rendezvous, we get it in spades. How about you focus on all the things you love about that person? Now, you gotta dig sometimes. I get it. But they are there. They are there. And you can go back in your childhood even. Like, I've got a cousin. Oh, God, I love her so much. But we are oil and water. And if I've got to be around her, I have got to go back to our childhood when I and she would laugh and make mud pies and have fun and do silly things like roll down the hill on our sides till we couldn't talk. I mean, just crazy little things, but we had joy together. We had fun together. And that's where I put my focus. And then I go visit her. And I tell you, it's like smooth as silk. I draw out of her that joy we spent together. We come together in that joy. And it's a whole different ballgame. Try it. I'm telling you, it'll blow your mind. And then you'll realize, possibly realize. Because you gotta get this one, guys. You are so powerful. You put your focus on anything. And they're saying now it's even shorter than 17 seconds. I wrote a book out there that says if you put your attention on something for 17 seconds, law of attraction is going to bring more like thoughts to it. You keep it there for another 17 seconds, more like thoughts, more like thoughts. For every 17 seconds, for four sets of 17 seconds, you have law of attraction drawing to you like a magnet. And that 68-second mark, probably sooner now, more like 65 seconds, boom. You've got a manifestation coming your way. Are you going to like it? That depends on what you've been focused on. Right? Seriously. That's how powerful you are. And you've got to start realizing that. If you want to do nothing else but prepay before you go in the grocery store. Okay, I am only putting out love and light energy. I am only receiving love and light energy. I know only the very highest and best for everyone in this store is unfolding perfectly as it is for me. And I walk in, and I mean, it's just like red carpet treatment. People are sweet. Oh, doors open. Did you get a cart? Would you like a hand wipe? You're treated that way because you're emitting the love that is attracting it back out of the others. It's not rocket science. It's not difficult. And the more you prove it to yourself over and over and over again, the more you realize how really powerful your focus is. Your energy is your most precious commodity. And what is your energy? Your energy is your thoughts coupled with your feelings, creating an energy of you, your attraction point. So think about how you're feeling about things. It's easier that way. You don't want to be trying to monitor your thoughts. You'll be locked away somewhere. There's just way too many of them, I mean, to tell you. There is, how do I want to put this? Love is winning. Let me just say that. Love is winning. You can be absolutely sure that well-being predominates on this planet and will always, always predominate on the planet. Mother Earth's going to make sure of that. She's her own being unto herself, and she's taking good care of herself. We haven't been so good to her. But we're getting our eyes opened now, and many of us are taking really good care of her to the best of our ability, and more all the time. We've got to treat her like the amazing, loving being creator created her to be for us to utilize her resources. So I visualize her every day dancing through space, enveloped in love and light of the divine, balanced, thriving, eager. Everything's unfolding perfectly for her. And I recommend you do the same thing. We have that energy within us. We came in with the love and light. We came here to do the love and light work. You can't put your attention on anything with love and not have a huge, be giving a huge gift to anything you give that to. You are so precious. And the love you emit is God's love. When you know that, when you know that's who you are and you take that out into your day, miracles. We call it miracles. They're not miracles. They're ordinaries. They're ordinaries. They should be ordinaries because we know God's got this. It was never your job to know how or where or when or with who. Never, ever, ever was it your job to know those four things. What were we taught from we were itty-bitty babies?
Plan. How are you going to do that? Who is going to do it with you? Where is that going to take?
We were taught to do God's work that is so far out of our capacity. And then we wondered why we were frustrated, why we were scared, why things didn't go well. Because we weren't utilizing our gifts the way they were designed. We're designed to be inspired through. It's our job to know what is good, what we want to see the new earth in all her glory. That's our job. It's our job to want it and to know why we want it. We want to know what and we want to know why. Are you sure? Clear. I mean, clear like crystal clear about what you want. Because that's step one. You have to go into your heart and ask yourself, just you and God, what is it I want? When you get clear on that, then right on the heels of it, you know why? You know why? Because in so many ways, it would enhance your life for this reason and this reason and this reason and this reason. Nobody needs to be part of that equation except you and God. What do? We go ask our mom, or we go talk to our best friend, or, you know, we get opinions from everybody and we weigh those opinions. When you do that, I'm going to say it again, it clearly, and it hurts sometimes. You're giving your power away every time you do that. You give your power away every time you ask for someone's advice and take it as though theirs is better than yours or what you could get from spirit. You got a direct line, kids. You don't need to be asking anybody else. And you got to know that anybody you ask has a long history of their own that they're filtering their lives through that has nothing to do with you or what your heart desires. So don't just shoot yourself in the foot by going and asking for everybody's advice. Just don't. Just keep it to yourself. Everything you want and why. And you share it with those you love and know what will be like, yeah, let's do this. You know, those people who are supportive and on your side and want to back you on things, yay, share it with all you want. But I wouldn't share with those folks that maybe aren't cut from your cloth. It's just going to be this push-pull. They'll be trying to convince you why you shouldn't. You'll be trying to convince them why you should. And what are you doing the whole time? Your vibration's dropping like a rock. What you got now? Nothing. You got no inspiration coming through when you're wallowing down here in fear, doubt, worry. So I'm going to ask you, check on it every day. Your doubt quotient. I'm calling it your doubt quotient. Because I'm finding I have a few in there. And I want to know how alive and well they are. And I want to know because they're running my life. I want them out. I want them out bad. I want no more doubt. I want total and absolute unequivocal trust in God. That the inspiration, the money, the friends, the finances, whatever is needed comes as I need it. All is well. And that is the place I'm doing my very best to live in today. I don't have to have a plan anymore. I don't have to know all the details anymore. I got to get up every day, align with my God, do my meditations, do my prayer work, and say, okay, what kind of fun are we going to get into today? And let it unfold. Period. And you'll be astounded at what comes along and what happens because you're following one, you're following your joy and your heart and your connection to spirit. And two, you are letting the creative juices of the universe flow through you and show you what you can do today that'll be amazing. For who knows for who? Maybe for you, maybe for another. But it's a, oh. The other thing I want to say before I make my way to the end of this talk, please know you're really in a very difficult place as love and light workers. We've been here trying to shine our love and light for what? 40 to 60 to 80 years, depending on the age of the person in this room. And we get a little discouraged sometimes. And we're getting a little discouraged now. And this is a bad time to get discouraged. Really, it is. This is when we have to dig in our heels and know. Trust God. It's got this. It's got us. It's all unfolding as is designed. And if you can just keep going there, you're going to let go of all the anxiety that most of the planet's living in. Frank said it before the service, and I'm not sure if it was Buddha or who said it, but if you live in the past, you live in fear. You live in the future, you live in anxiety. You live in the present, you can find peace, because peace is with you always when you're present. So this present moment is your greatest ally right now. We have to stay present. So important. Do not get out ahead of yourself and don't go back there no more. There's nothing back there for you no more. Whatever was back there, you've gleaned all the gems from. Let the rest fall by the wayside and keep on marching forward, because there is such a beautiful new earth ahead of us, gang. I don't say that just because I'm blowing smoke and hoping that, you know, the fairies are going to come through for us. I truly know that this planet is destined for such a utopic existence. It was designed to do it, and it's moving toward it. And those whose souls were contracted to stay in separation will be staying here. But those of us who contracted for oneness will be going along with Mother Earth into the new life. And it's not like, oh, well, you know, we're going to blink our eyes and it's all going to be over. No, I'm afraid it's not. But that's okay. We've persevered this long. Heck, we can do it a little more. But I do want you to remember the next 3 months, go in and take care of you. You need a full well. Make sure your well is really full by January. Because, boy, things might just take off and get a little crazy, and you'll be ready. You'll be ready to be there for all those people who are running around fearful. You're going to be the calm and the peace and the trust in the midst of all that. You will. You are already. And so it is.